So Yaakov Avinu just finished benching all the 12 Shvatim. Before we continue discussing what the Torah tells us, I want to share with you a Gevaldik Vort of the Baal HaTurim, the way it's explained by the Kli Yoker. The Baal HaTurim, as we know, he wrote the Tur Shulchan Aruch, but he also wrote a Pirush on the Torah, which has a lot of Ramazim, Rosh HaTeves, Gematrias, and he observes the following fact. He says, if you take the first letter of each of the first words of the Birchas Yaakov to their sons, but take out the names of the Shvatim, like Ruvain, Bechoyri Ata, take out Ruvain, the base from Bechoyri. Shimon Velevi, take out Shimon Velevi, take Achim, the first letter, from all the first words of the Birchas Yaakov to all the Shvatim. You could do the math yourself, you can go through all the letters. They are Bechoyri Achim Ata Loch Lechoyv Chamor Yodin Dud Shmeina Ayola Ben Zeev. It will equal up to Shin Samachay, 365. If you take the last letter of the last word of each of the brachas of the Birchas Yaakov, you're going to end up with 354. Now, these two numbers are Nageya. It's very famous because in a solar calendar, and if you go on a year based on the sun, you have Shasa, you have 365 days. If you go on a year based on the moon, you have 354. So what the Baal HaTurim points out is that the first letters of the bracha end up with the gematria of Shnas HaChama, and the last letters of Birchas Yaakov end up with the gematria of Shnas HaLevona. Now, seemingly, what does this have to do with anything? You know, it's a nice observation, something interesting to point out. But Vosfar HaShaiches Hotas, what lesson, what are we supposed to take from this interesting observation of the Baal HaTurim? So the Kli Yoker comments, and he says, I noticed this in the Baal HaTurim, and there is a big soid over here. There's something that the Baal HaTurim is trying to tell us. And he says that Geula Moshiach is called Shemesh. He's called the sun. Like it says in Tehillim, Kapitel Memtes, Kisei Kashemesh Negdi, that the Kisei of Moshiach, Malchus Beis David, is forever near Hashem. So Moshiach is called Keshemesh. And then you have the Olam Hazeh, or Golos, is compared to the Levana. It goes up, it goes down, it's not as set. You know, it doesn't have the same Gilui as the Shemesh, and we don't always have the same, it goes up and it goes down, like the wax and wanes, like the moon. You know, we have our tkufis, we have more Gili Elikus, more involved in Getlachkeit, less involved, less inspired. That's the moon, that's the lunar calendar. And the Baal HaTurim, the Kli Yoker says that the Baal HaTurim is telling you that the Yesoid of Birchas Yaakov is Shemesh. He's giving the bracha of Geula, that even in a tkufa of Olam Hazeh, even in the Soif Tevois, even when you reach Golos, you will have the koyach of the Shemesh. You will have the koyach of Geula. So this is a gedank when you put all the Birchas Yaakov together. But then the Torah tells us the following thing. That after all the brachos, Pasik Chof Ches, Perek Memtes, Kol Eila Shifte Yisrael, Shnei Masar, there are 12 Shvatim, this is what their father told them and benched them. Each one got their bracha. Now, Rashi asked the question, V'alo yesh mehem shaloi berchem. What do you mean they all got brachas? We find a bunch of shvatim, they got cursed out. Doesn't seem like they got brachas. Shimon and Levi did not walk away from Yaakov Avinu with revealed brachas. Elakach pirushoi. What it says. In other words, I would think that they didn't get brachas. Talmud loymer vayivarach eisam kulam b'mashma. They all got it. And Rashi continues on the word beirach eisam. Not only did they all get it, that each one be'emes has a chelek in the brachas of all the other shvatim. When the words Beirach Oysam, that they all have the chelek in all the Birchas Yaakov. In other words, obviously, each Shevet has its special bracha, but the Giloy of that Shevet also a shaykh to all the other Shvatim. There is a very geshmak asich of the Rebbe in Kutasichas Chelek Chafei, where the Rebbe explains this, Bariches, on a very, very detailed level, explaining different dargis, how the each shevet is kolol, is connected, and receives from the other shevet. And in short, the Rebbe explains in Avodas Hashem that there's a big mistake that sometimes people which are yoishvei oil, people which are sit and learn, they feel that they don't have to get involved in stucca. They don't have to, like a Baal Esek. And on the other hand, the Baal Esek, someone that's involved in business, who knows that he has to give stucca, he doesn't feel that he can have the head to sit and learn properly because he's not a Yoshev Oil. Says the Rebbe, even though Be'iker, the Yoshev Oil, is Limud HaTorah, and the Baal Esek is Tztaka, but because each Yid has Kolol from the other one, everyone has the Brachas of the other one, therefore everyone has to really do the other Avoid as well. You have the Koyach to do it and to do it properly. But there's a deeper inyan in this pasuk. I'll share with you a deep vart from Reb Levick, the Rebbe's father. The Reb Levick asked two questions. First question is, why didn't you say in the pasuk, "V'zoyis asher dibla maviyem vayivorech oisam ish asher kibrikosay"? Everyone got the bracha. Why does it have to say again, "Beirach oisam"? And then he asks a deeper question. There's two words, oisam, in this pasuk, vayivarech oisam, and beirach oisam. The first oisam has a vav, and the second oisam doesn't have a vav. Why? You have the same pasuk, the same word. Why is it that the first time oisam is in the pasuk, it's with a vav, and without, and the second time in the pasuk, it's without a vav? Without going into the whole depth of the explanation, he explains that the whole idea of Birchas Yaakov is to be mamshich, vayivarech, to be mamshich the vav, to bring it down. The word yivar bracha is also to be mavrich, to bring down the amshacha. Oysam, to bring it all the way down to Sfiras HaMalchus. So the first part of the pasuk is bringing down the amshacha to Malchus. And the second part of the pasuk is once it's already nimshach, it's the bracha from Malchus itself, Beirach Oysam. It's those which are shaykh to Sfiras HaMalchus getting their bracha from Beirach Oysam, from Sfiras HaMalchus. You can look in the Ksovim of Reb Levick, more barichas. But what is the Geula connection to this inyan? That seemingly, the pasuk should have said, Kol Eila Shifti Yisrael Shnei Masar, there are 12 Shvatim, Vayivarech oisam, and he benched them. Ish asher kibrichosi beirach oisam. Everyone according to their bracha. Why does it have to add v'zoyis asher dibra lahem aviyim? What's the? Why is this in the pasuk? These extra words v'zoyis asher dibra lahem aviyim. So a lot of mepharshim explain to bring out that the word zoyis we find v'zoyis liyehuda vayoymar. That Zois is connected to Shevet Yehuda. And trying to bring out that the Iker Bracha was to the Manig of the Shvatim, which is Shevet Yehuda. And through Yehuda, it's Nimshach to all the other Shvatim. But understanding this on a deeper level, Zois is connected to Moshiach. We know, for example, Zois Chanukah is the eighth day. Zois is the higher level of Sila Yavin as Zois. They don't understand the whole Maila of Zois. It's very much connected to the Inyan of Geula. V'Zois Asher Dibra Lehem Avim. The Torah is telling us that the Torah wants each and every one of us to know that when you learn the Birchas Yaakov, find the Zois that's inside of it. The real Inyan that the Birchas Yaakov is V'Zois Asher Dibra Lehem Avim. It's the Geula message. That is the ultimate Birchas Yaakov. And that the main brachas of that Tachi came with Sheva Yehuda. Like we mentioned, that Yehuda got five psukim, mainly dealing with even Begoloi, with Inyan of Moshiach. But really, the entire Birchas Yaakov is Moshiach. V'zois asher diber lehem avim. Zois is what Yaakov said. Don't get caught up in this detail and that detail. This is a snake, and this is a deer, and this is a wolf. That's true. But don't forget the Zois asher diber lehem avim. Don't forget the Geula message that the bracha is, because that's the bracha ikris, the bracha rishona. And that's why, getting back to what we said in the beginning, the Balaturim say that all the brachas together are kiminyan shnas hachama, because the real etzem of all the birchas Yaakov is the Zois asher diber lehem avim, the bracha of the Geula.